Hi, it's Aubrey. Welcome to Be the Evidence podcast with myself and Susan Grace. We are really grateful that you are here, and we're really grateful for everybody that listens in. Susan and I are preparing for our 100th episode, and it's kind of a wow. We started the podcast in under a year ago now and had no idea how it would grow, how many people we would reach, how many people would comment and share and respond the way that they are to consciousness, to awareness, to real talk of what it feels like to go through shifting energies in real time and to try to describe it from a place of being a human. So thank you for participating and showing up. It's really an amazing testament to our willingness to be the evidence and your willingness to receive it. We're really grateful. In honor of that, we are launching some big surprises with the 100th episode, which will be happening in just a matter of weeks. So we're going to be running some big specials. We ran a big special a couple weeks ago for everyone to get some sales on booking us for a duo reading. And in those duo readings, Susan and I blend in your astrology chart with my intuitive downloads. And it's magic. I mean, like that's my fingers are in spirit fingers right now. That's truly what it is. It is magic unfolding when you get us in a reading together. So there will be something around readings that happens around our 100th episode. We also are launching some surprise classes, courses, unfoldings, whatever you want to call them, that will be really special for people that are a part of the BeTheEvidence.live community. They will gain free access to them immediately, and that's definitely a perk of joining BeTheEvidence.live. On top of that perk of like celebrating the 100th episode with balloons and shiny things, we also have like in BeTheEvidence.live, it's amazing. You get text messages of astrological changes as they're happening, of things to like keep in mind as the energies start to unfold. It's truly one of Susan's most powerful gifts, and she's got a whole hell of a lot of them. And within the BeTheEvidence.live community, there is access to live calls. There's pop-ups that you get access to. There is an actual community of other people that are also walking their talk and showing up in real life. Of what does that mean to become more deeply embedded in who I would like to be and participate in the world I would like to create? That's a beautiful thing to witness, other people doing it as well. It sure as hell gives me motivation to continue on my own path. So if that's something that's of interest to you, know that there's going to be some specials coming up in the next couple of weeks to support you and entice you into the BeTheEvidence.live membership site. Otherwise, please know that your responses, your comments, your likes, your shares, your emails, your response text messages, they mean the world to us. They really are changing how we view and how we participate in the world. And if there are things that arise for you from listening to this podcast that you would like to see us add, please shoot us a message. We would really love to hear from you. It's truly an honor and a deep gift to be able to be of service in this way. This is exactly why I put all of the crystals in the bathtub last night.
All of them.
Like a good 20 or 30 crystals were.
You're like, I'm not even going to think about which ones I need. I need all of them.
All of them. I literally didn't even pick. I was like, all of them go into a bowl and you all are there. And then I went to my essential oil cabinet and I just grabbed handfuls and was like, I don't even know. You all need to go in there too. Whatever I grab, it's important. Anything at all to like give me something.
Aubrey is saying, I don't even know. We've hit a point.
So true. I sat in there for 2.5 hours and I was like, this is certainly going to fix all of these energies. No, did not. It did not fix them.
Okay, just like side note. Like, you can't pick up these planets and put them in a totally off sign. You can't do it. Right. We're going to go through it no matter what. Mm-hmm. We do the best we can to move through it. Okay. But how do you feel about how there's only so much you can do?
I feel really kind of frustrated by that. My Aries self is like, no, because I'm so used to being like, no, I'll figure it out. Like, I'll steal through it, right? Like, I'll wrap my head around it. I'll give myself a plan and I'll steal through it. And then, like, getting out of a 2.5 hour bath with everything that I know to do, like, and still not feeling relief, I get like a little frustrated of like, okay, but I'm showing up as authentically as it, and deeply in my integrity as I possibly can to give myself relief within these energies. And it's not producing the amount of relief that I would really prefer.
It's your cat moon too. So as we're recording, the moon is on approach to Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde, and the South Node in Capricorn. Your moon is at 29 Cap.
Yep.
That's a whole lot of energy about wanting to be in control.
This is the story of my life, Susan.
But meanwhile, we're having to exit everything we thought we had control over. So everything we thought was true, everything we thought was going to stand the test of time, everything we thought was safe, isn't. So redefining control, and it's in a triangle potential, what North Node in Cancer, that's in a triangle potential right now. Neptune is at 18 Pisces. It's in a triangle potential to the nodes at 18 Cancer and Capricorn. Redefining control at this very hot minute involves accepting that you're going to have to give way to faith. You're going to have to give way to understanding that the greater force of life is at play too, that not everything is up to you. And that feels fucking terrible right now. Terrible. Because the Jupiter retrograde in Sagittarius is just getting closer and closer and closer to a hard square to Neptune in Pisces too. That keeping hope and possibility alive involves you leaning into faith because it's a square. Feels like, well, I hope I'm not stupid right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm having, like, it's not even like, it's a piece of like, I hope I'm not stupid right now, or I hope that I'm not leaning into faith that is not going to pan out, right? Like, it's like, that's my concern. It's like, am I leaning into believing in something that's not going to land?
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have faith in this only if I know that I'm correct.
Right. That's where I'm sitting. Like, so you need to go ahead and show me I'm correct, and then I will place all my faith.
And then I will have, quote, faith.
Again, wanting the control. There you have it.
At the same time, we've got a lot of first deacon activity going on with Aries and Taurus and Gemini. So deacons are the 10 degrees of sign, 10 degrees within sign. So every sign has 30 degrees within it. The first deacon is the first 10 degrees. Second deacon is the second 10 degrees. Third deacon is the third 10 degrees. The first 10 degrees within a sign is mostly about you understanding yourself. So Chiron in the first deacon at 5 degrees in Aries is square Mars at 4 degrees Cancer. It's sextile Sun and Mercury at 1 and 2 degrees Gemini, respectively. Uranus and Venus in Taurus, 4 and 8 degrees respectively, is sextile Mars in Cancer at 4 degrees. I realize I'm nerd talking. I totally get it. What all of that means is that we're evaluating and working on how we've hurt ourselves, how our feelings kind of need some tough love, how we have put a cap on how much we think that we can receive in life based on our hurt feelings. And God, if we would just get those feelings out of the way, then maybe we could receive more. And our minds are trying to figure things out. I'll be honest. I really want to see Sun and Mercury and Gemini in the highest octave possible. And that would mean maintaining curiosity and letting in lots of information so that you can figure things out. But the way it feels is this is a fucking crazy maker.
Yeah. I mean, entirely. If I feel, you know, I've had many conversations with you. This full moon, that full moon fucked with me and I haven't been sleeping. So that's always a fun thing. And then you add these Gemini energies in there and my brain is all over the place. And it's all over the place and trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Where are we going? Where are we headed? Where do I hold faith in humanity? Do I not hold faith in humanity? And if so, where does it shift? Like, I mean, it's all over the board. And then like that piece about capping what we've received, you know, like it's just, it is crazy making because it's all over and it's back and forth. It's night and day. It's light and shadow. I mean, like, it's just like this pitter, 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 back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And it's overwhelming in a lot of ways because it requires such energy to even like listen to it, to even partake in it, to even allow it to go on. And there's, I mean, you're not going to not allow these energies to come up. They're flat in your face no matter what.
Thank you for that description. When I talk to Gemini sun, rising, moon people, and I try to reflect back to them who they are, I often use the sound of beep, 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 uh-huh. Right? And you just did something similar to that.
Okay.
When you have this natally, that's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have this natally, we're like, what the fuck is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
Imagine Gemini people right now. They're like, yeah, welcome to where we live. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, now I get it. Wow. Yeah. No wonder you guys are kind of nutty. Because you're thinking about everything all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. You're thinking about everything all the time.
It's taxing.
It's a lot.
It is a lot, especially when you're like in that. It's taxing because you're thinking about everything, right? All the time. And then especially while we're also clearing away like all of this like karmic, all of this residual suffering and oppression and just holding this note of like, okay, well, how would I like to liberate from control mechanisms and from control within my life and from control within the thoughts that I've been thinking and the projections that I've put on life, right? Like, it is a lot. And I keep getting that image of like the fire hose going on. Like that's my feeling that like, I feel like we're just getting sprayed down by a fire hose of like, you gonna stand up? You gonna figure out how to stand up? Cause it's gonna blow you over if you're not like willing to figure out like, how do you ground into this energy?
I'm really excited that we're approaching our 100th podcast. This is a time you and I are like, man, we're still here. Awesome. Because we're approaching a time when we have to go, all of us collectively are saying, all right, we're still here. Come on, honey, stand up.
Right.
We're going to add 3 more retrogrades and an eclipse season in a hot minute. Okay. For the people in the back, Aubrey's shaking her head, going, no, we're not.
No, no, we're not doing that, Susan. These energies right now are enough for me, Susan. I don't want to do any more. I'm cute.
There's something. As the moon is on approach to Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde, and South Node in Capricorn, I think that there is a lot of pride in still standing.
Yeah.
It's still standing. What are we going to do next?
I think it's humble pride, though. I think that's where... That's, I think, what is interesting to me is that when you and I looked at these energies and, like, we've sat with them, right? And we've sat with our approach to our 100th episode. Initially, I think both of us were like, yeah, we've done it. We've stuck around. We're doing it, right? Like, we're standing into the face of, like, being the evidence of this is what we want to stand for within humanity and consciousness. And then as we keep going through the energies and getting closer and closer, I'm like, oh no, like it's a humbled, like
we are humbly just getting started.
Good job for just breathing.
Getting started.
Yeah. You keep on breathing. That's right. You just keep on doing that.
Yeah. We've just established our legs. This is life right now.
Yep.
I'm real serious about this. I mean, if you're just now tuning in, The last time Pluto was in Capricorn was the U.S. signing the Declaration of Independence. The Boston Tea Party was Pluto in Capricorn, as it now is, the first Pluto return for the United States, and Chiron in Aries, as it is now, and Uranus in Taurus, as it is now. We're going back to the Boston Tea Party. Pluto and Saturn together goes back to the Renaissance. We're going to add Jupiter in December. That goes back to 1284. This is not uneventful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, get some more water, honey. We're in it. It's like a humble brag.
Yep.
A humble brag is like, the last time we were here was when we had the Boston Tea Party. Shout out.
I don't, is that really, you think, to get some, like, I feel like it's so emotional.
North Node in Cancer, get some water, honey. You need more water. Yeah.
Emotional. It's so funny that you're saying that, because I told you off mic that I've been really on the alkaline water situation lately, like chugging it nonstop.
What does that mean? Why does one do that?
So, okay. So our blood and our organs, operate at a certain pH. This is the case for water as well, right? Like, we have homeostasis, which would be a pH balance of 7. And then you've got the acidity and alkalinity scale on either side. So for the most part, most people fall in more of an acidic environment because of the way we eat and the things that we do, right? And I've talked about this before, but like, acidity of like eating hamburgers or eating cheeseburgers and washing it down with a milkshake or a soda pop. Like, we tend to be more acidic than we do alkaline. So if we talk about reducing inflammation in our body, then we want to go into more of an alkaline rich state, because that reduces inflammation and then it helps balance our pH levels. And then if our pH levels are balanced, we utilize nutrients better. And we also put less stress on our bodies. So I have been doing alkaline water, and it helps to re-energize the body, and it returns you to a state of alkalinity, balancing your pH. But it's like interesting to me that I'm chugging it, and I told you, it's like I'm just like utter detoxification all the way across the board. I'm like, this is really fascinating to me, is like the more... And this is applicable outside of the body, right? Like, the more we move into allowance, the more we move into a state of balance, whether it be internally through our physical bodies or our emotional bodies or our spiritual bodies, and we move into a place that we're not inflamed, reactionary, projecting, we're in allowance of everything that needs to exist, where our bodies have to detox, right? Like just as we are doing with coming out of systematic suffering and oppression, like we're going through an utter detoxification system time, which is, I think, what I would call what we're going through right now, where it's uncomfortable. You have skin eruptions. You're sick to your stomach. You're not sleeping. You've got headaches, right? Like you feel uncomfortable. You're emotional. You're weeping all the time, or you are like, I can't get out of bed, right? Like we're going through a spiritual detoxification or a conscious detoxification with these energies. So that's what I'm drinking all the water for.
First of all, love it when you nerd talk. I love it.
I do.
I do. I mean, like, I'm like, tell me more about that. And I think that that encompasses the triangle potential that we're in right now. It's moon on approach to south node 18, Saturn retrograde 20, Pluto retrograde 22, in opposition to north node 18, Cancer, in a triangle potential to Neptune at 18, Pisces. It's who are we in our essence, mm-hmm. and how can we support that?
Right.
Going outside of systems that are hurting us into the vulnerability of what do you need, honey? And tapping into our connection to divinity, consciousness, oneness, peace, healing, vulnerability, mercy. Those things translate into things like put lemon in your water.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes we get to the point when we're like, I don't know what to do. And you're notorious for saying, could you just put lemon in your water, please? And we go, okay, yeah, I can do that. And you go, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start. Get into alignment of going outside of what's hurting you into your brave vulnerability and get back into tapping into how we're meant to be.
Yeah, that requires such work. I mean, it's almost like I
does it though? Does it though?
I think it requires work because that's not a muscle we've flexed within humanity for a long time. Like I feel like it's almost as if we're coal miners or we're miners, right? And we're going into the mines and we're going, oh, I'm just going to be able to find the crystals or the coal with my hands. And then you get in there and you go, no, this is not
right.
Like, going to work whatsoever. I have to have tools. And then you maybe bring a stick and you're like, okay, now this is going to work. No, that's not really going to work. I actually have to have a tool set, right? Like, so I think it's work in the sense that we've forgotten our divinity. We've forgotten our sacredness. We've forgotten where we come from as beings of infinite potential and of source. And so like figuring out what are the tools that I have to have in my tool chest to carry with me wherever I go so that I remember this is myself as a sacred being. This is who I am when I am healing. This is how I keep coming back to my sovereignty, right? Like it's water in like detoxifying water. It is deep breathing. It's getting flowers around you. It's having crystals. It's talking with your friends, right? Like these are the things that we keep putting in our tool chest, especially when this energy is like this.
It's literally paying attention how you're still breathing.
Mm-hmm. Like,
there's two things that I've learned to take very deep appreciation and reverence for is every breath and water. The fact that you're still breathing, some people can't.
Right.
There are some places on earth where you can't breathe.
Right.
There are some places on earth where you don't have access to water. Not just drinking it.
Right.
You can't bathe.
Right.
It'll burn your skin. Appreciation for it. And then why is that a commodity? Why is that a rarity? Why is that something to be like, well, thank God I can breathe. There, one of the things that is happening with Pluto and Saturn and South Node and Capricorn is, yeah, exit the system that's hurting you, but then do something. Do something. I've been warning people about this about the fact that you've got to do something for 2 years now. Do something. Even if it feels like you're wearing cement shoes, keep going forward. You have to do something.
I just don't think that you can discount either the actions that you take, no matter how small you perceive them, right? Like, even if it's, I'm going to stand outside. Last night, I can't sleep, obviously. I couldn't sleep again, because this is my life now.
This is how I live.
This is how I live, especially with all the Gemini happening. So here we are. And I'm sure everybody on here has had that experience where you can't sleep and you're like, well, I'm just going to lay in bed and fight and flip and flop around because I should be sleeping, damn it. And instead I got up and I was like, I'm just going to go sit outside. And I didn't have my glasses on. So everybody knows I can't see diddly squat without my glasses. And I just sat outside and all of a sudden I could see things like lighting up around me. There's fireflies, right? Like, and recognizing that, even that as an action, no, I'm not sleeping. I'm not resting my body in the way that I think I should be. I'm still taking an action though for honoring myself as a sovereign being of like, okay, well, I can go and sit in the quiet and appreciate what's coming up around me, even if I'm not doing it in the way that I have determined I should be doing it.
Isn't that the fucking truth? Find yourself agency wherever it can come up. If you can't do anything else, but seriously, I'm not kidding, but breathe, mm-hmm. then breathe.
Yeah.
Some people can't.
Right. And applaud yourself for that. I think we don't, given the fact that we have not had a collective consciousness of being sovereign beings for, I'm just going to go with a long ass time. We'll just say it as that.
Rough estimate.
It's completely my rough estimate. I think that since this is a new muscle, that you have to really learn how to honor it and acknowledge it the same way you would if you just started going and working out and you're like, hey, I got 2 minutes in on the elliptical today. Maybe tomorrow I can get 3, right? Like, good job. Yeah, I got 6 deep breaths in and I felt them all the way into the bottom of my belly. Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah, keep doing
right.
that.
That's right. And sometimes taking a fucking nap is revolutionary.
Yeah.
Because you need a rest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.